Nachum, don't do that.
It's just a Shiva.
We are here in Chayrev Zman. This is amazing. I feel like, how could I be in front of you the day after Ben Azman? I'm giving a shmooze. I want to be in the crowd so badly. You know, of course it was a good Ben Azmanim, but it's a Ben Azmanim with a family and Baruch Hashem children and all sorts of things, and now we're in the middle of things and I would love to be sitting in the crowd. But everyone has to work for a living and this is my profession, so I'll try the best that I can. Chayrev Zman in yeshiva, the whole idea of winter, I mean, if you're a Canadian, you're going out a lot in the winter. But the idea in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, people are staying in. It's colder here for some reason. People go inside and they need sweaters. And it's very cold in Yerushalayim. Somehow it gets into your bones. And I feel like a bear hibernating in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, when it starts raining. And there's a message of being inside. And we're not bears, so it's a little bit intimidating, but it's a zman of tremendous change and growth, and probably of all the times of the year, for sure, the greatest developments in B'nai Torah happened during the Chayrev Zman. Elul is high-powered, it's high-octane, it's kind of like a sprint. You know, you're running and running, and some people peter out after 2 weeks. Some people even make it till Yom Kippur and go kaput. But it's a sprint. It's a sprint. And it requires a certain amount of koichus and a certain amount of brawn. But at the end of the day, it's a sprint. And then there's chayref. It's so long. It requires such stamina, such endurance. And this is where everything exciting happens, when you work and work and work for a very long time. Rashi says in this week's parasha, what's chayref? Rashi in Parshas Noach, Parakhes, Pasuk Chaf Beis, chayref is a zman of zriya, of planting. And my son Eli came home from cheder this week with a lima bean that they put in cotton, and it sits there, and it's been sitting there for a couple weeks. And just today I asked him, Eli, what's going on with your lima bean? And he showed it to me, and it's sprouting, it's growing. It never worked for me as a kid, by the way. I think I was too impatient. I kept taking it out of the cotton to see what's going on. But Eli kept it there, and it slowly grows. That's what happens in winters. In winters, you place something in the ground, and it stays there, and it develops. And it's the opportunity in yeshiva to make real moves, be'ezras Hashem. You know, a lot of people who are in chinuch, they pride themselves on being able to size people up. In 2 minutes, he'll know exactly who you are. You know, they say stories about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter Zatzal, who was able to do that. Other greats. I pride myself on not being able to do that. I am so wrong about so many bachrim. Do you know why? It's very simple. They all look like lima beans in the beginning. I'm like, that lima bean, something's going to happen to him? And then he just sits there and sits there. And I'm just like, what just popped out of that thing? Like, what's going on? And I've decided in my life to never figure out anyone, because the seed is packed with so much, and so much can happen. And they're bechefs of their surprises. This is a Tzelem Elokim, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. This is someone that if you let him sit, and let him sit, and let him sit, you will be astonished. You will never be able to predict this type of greatness. And it's something that I enjoy so much. I enjoy being so wrong about people. I think people were so wrong about me. I was able to do more than they ever thought I could. I love shocking people, you know, from my past. They're like, No. Like, pass out, wake them up. No, it's really me. Like, you? I'm like, yeah, me. I'm so excited to do that sometimes. It's very, very exciting. But that's what's going on in Chayrif. And we have to learn how to be real and how to have endurance. I hear from the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita many times the following phrase. He goes, he's strong at the gate. There's certain lines from the Rosh Yeshiva, stay with me in Chinuch. And it's an interesting thing to keep in mind. A lot of times you see people in yeshiva, you get so excited. They come over to you like, Rabbi Stark, how do I finish Shas this year? And you're like, wow, he's such a tzaddik. Like, Rabbi Stark, I want to commit all of the Chafetz Chaim to memory and never speak Lashon Hara. You're like, wow, I'm so impressed, right? And then the next week, they're in who knows where, right? And it's not because they're fakers. They're real. Everybody's real, by the way. People are real. Whoever says people are fake, they're not fake. And Hashem is always real. They just don't have the ability to keep in the ground. Stay there until something emerges. Something sprouts. And this is what I would like to be talking about over here. The chayref that we have in front of us. What does Hashem want from us? When you're running a marathon, you need endurance. The Chasam Sofer says in Drushas, this is in Drusha, Chela Gimel Daf Lamed Ches, says the Chasam Sofer, a pasuk that we say in Davening, Loi Bigvuras Hasus Yechbot. Hashem doesn't want horsepower. This is the Makor for horsepower, right? It's not cars. It's a pasuk. David HaMelech was the first person to talk about horsepower. Hashem doesn't want horsepower. What's horsepower? What's the thing that Hashem doesn't want? Says the Chasam Sofer. There's a Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Yigimel. I heard that some guys went horseback riding and they were galloping on these horses, so they'll know what I'm talking about. The Gemara says in Pesachim Kuf Yigimel that sometimes a horse in war bucks the rider off and kills him. He just goes and goes and goes and boom! Sends him flying. And he says that's what happens to people who work with horsepower. They're just high octane. When a person works with Gvuras Hasus alone, so they do sometimes impressive things, but then they go kaput. They fall on their face. Loi b'Gvuras Hasus, Yechbat Hashem. Hashem does not want horsepower. Hashem wants somehow a formula of us working with our strengths. Our strengths. And this is an amazing medrash. A medrash rabba that Rav Yeruchim brings in Das Torah. It's in Truma Perek Lamed Dalet. The medrash says the following thing. Kach Omer Elihu, this was the friend of Eov. Lo matzinu koyach gvurasu shal gadosh baruch hu b'ri Yosef. Hashem doesn't expect too much from us. Interesting. I thought Hashem expects a lot from us. She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'tirchus im b'ri Yosef. Hashem doesn't like to have us be matriach ourselves. Really? Interesting. He doesn't want us to have tirchus. Nothing. What about Shachris, Mincha, Mariv, Seder Rishon, Seder Sheni, Seder Night Seder? No. Lo ba Adam elo lefi koichai. Hashem wants you according to your strength. And what's his proof? Atamaitse kishenasan Hakadosh Baruch Hu has said Torah li Yisrael, ilu hayabalem bechayze koychay. If Hashem would have gone as strong as Hashem is, lo hayu yichol lamayt. All of Klal Yisrael would have been vaporized from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Imagine Hashem would have done matan Torah his way. He didn't. What did Hashem do? Lo baalem elu lefi koycham shenemer kol Hashem bakoyach. It doesn't say Kol Hashem Bakoyach in Hashem's strength. Ella Bekoyach Lefi Koychay Shel Kolechad Ve'echad. According to the strength of each and every one of us. What's going on over here? Hashem's not Matriachas. The answer is that Hashem doesn't want us to have things in our lives that are unrealistic and unfair and unreasonable. When do you get stressed out? You get stressed out always when you're doing too much. When they expect too much of you. That's the definition of tircha. Tircha is where it's just too much. What do you expect from me already? Hashem expects us to use our strength. Hashem knows what our strength is. The question is if we do, but Hashem does. Hashem says we have strengths that we're not tapping into. We have strengths to be Talmidei Chachamim, we have strengths to daven with a fire. We have strengths to perfect our midas. We don't know our own strength. Hashem would never play a practical joke on us. He never does. You know, when I was younger, when I was like 17, I used to drive a Lexus, believe it or not. It's an older Lexus, but a Lexus nonetheless. I liked cars in those days. Still do a little bit. And this car, it was very hard not to speed with this car. Okay, not just because I was a teenager, but because the engine never got louder from 30 to 60 to 80. It's just like, and you never realize all of a sudden the cops were behind me. Woo-hoo! I'm like, hey, I thought I was going 30, right? What's pshat? What's pshat? There are certain engines, they can handle this without stress. It's nothing for them. It's a dover katan. It's nothing for them. The car is able to do so, so much. I know somebody who got a ticket on the highway for going too slow. You ever meet someone like that? I met someone like that. Yeah? And you know what? They should ticket such a guy. I always hate being behind those people. You know? What's going on over here? You're on a highway! And you have a good car! Move it! HaKadosh Baruch Hu never tells us to do anything that we can't do. But we have to figure out what we can do. And that's the whole yisoid. And it requires struggle. It requires struggle. You know, many mechanchim today are trying to figure out what is going on with this generation. What is the problem with this generation? It's a good question. But there's something that keeps coming up, and I agree fully. And I consider myself part of the generation. I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking to myself. This generation doesn't know how to deal with difficulties, with struggles, right? You had the generation of the Holocaust, right? Europe itself, Stam, to go to the bathroom in the olden days was a struggle, right? You had an outhouse, you had all these things, right? To get water was a struggle, okay? Then you had the post-Holocaust generation, right? People whose families were immigrants, they were what's called greeners, right? And then people had to go from rags to riches, and you had to figure it out and how to become a successful person. People had real, real struggles. And we keep going generation after generation. And now people, you know, they're should I get the latte or should I get the cappuccino? Latte, cappuccino, latte, cappuccino. Ah! Right? Then they need a psychiatrist to deal with this, right? And each time they go to past a coffee house, they get all crazy. Right? It's a scary thing. And I want you to know that even the Balabatim today, I've been thinking about this a lot. I spoke to a certain very big Rosh Kollel who stopped raising money. He was raising money for 30 years. You know why? Because he can't deal with the young Balabatim today. He was able to deal with the older Balabatim. And I want to tell you part of what I think the issue is in this generation. In the old generation, people who made money, they have incredible stories. I remember hearing from my father all these interesting stories about, you know, how he would get attention from his boss. He put taps on his shoes. I can't believe I'm telling you this now. And he would just start pacing up and down the office, you know, make a lot of noise so you'd be noticed. He was a nobody. You know, all these interesting things, how they got there and they went to here and they went there and then they got fired and they... And then all these interesting stories. You know, these stories build people. Their experiences. Today you have some 22-year-old guy who comes up with some squishy thing for people who can't concentrate, right? And he wakes up in the morning and he's got $5 million in his bank account, right? And he has no chachma whatsoever. The guy is just like, whoa! Right? Now try to raise money for a yeshiva from somebody like this. What are you going to do? Like, you know, he's got his squishy ball. He's squishing it. That's how he's machaving to this. He's squishing this one. He's squishing that one. No struggles. No development. The seed never sprouted because he wasn't in the ground. Working and working. And it's very, very scary. It's very, very scary. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really reasonable with us. Really. Ad Kedei Kach, an amazing medrash brought by the Ribar Yakar. The Ribar Yakar says, "In Yehi L'Ratzayin Imrei Fi VeHegyon Libi L'Fanecha." On the one hand, we say at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, "Hashem Yehi L'Ratzayin Imrei Fi." you should find pleasing my words. But then we say Hegyon Libi, my heart. Okay, so which one is it? Says the Medrash. The Medrash says the following. It's a Medrash in Tehillim Dalet Tes. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu! Hispalol bebeis HaKnesses. Daven in Shul. Vim Eincha Yachol. If you can't daven in Shul. Hispalol bebeisecha. Daven at home. Vim Eincha Yachol. And if you can't, Hispalol bemitascha. Daven in bed. Sounds like a great... I would love to go to such a yeshiva, right? Such a flexible program. Vim Eincha Yachol Har Her Belibcha. If you can't do that, think about davening. This is a medrash. This is Hashem speaking. It's not me. The kasuv imru bilvavchem. Speak in your hearts. What's going on in this medrash? This is a big kula. Why don't they announce this to anyone? You know, it's in the Bir Hagra in Hilchus Kriyashma. He actually brings this halacha. He says that if somebody cannot daven, they should think davening, and he brings this medrash. But what's going on? And there's another medrash. There's another medrash like this. Says David HaMelech, Amar David Levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'sha sheyesh bikoyach, when I have strength, Lama lefanecha shma tfilasi, listen to my davening when I have strength to daven. U'b'sha she'ein bikoyach, when I don't have strength, Hisboinein ma belibi ubina hagigi, listen to my heart because I have no strength to daven. So we think this is a big tour. This is a big freebie. Wow, now that I know this, I'll think about this medrash and go, wow, I need to stay on my bed. And just daven there. It's a medrash. What's pshat over here? Pshat over here is that we're bekiyim. All we know about is what we can't do. This medrash is mechadesh, that when someone uses all their might but can't, really, really can't, then they're not going to make an excuse for themselves and stop davening. Figure it out. On your bed, in your heart, never stop. Be unstoppable. That's the pshat in this medrash. When someone really understands their strength and they can't, they still go to plan B. They just keep moving and moving. But today, as soon as we get an excuse, we're not comfortable in our dorm room, right? We don't like what they serve for dinner tonight. We think that it's just an issue of complaining. It's not complaining, it's a lack of growth. Nothing happens to people who complain because they just keep taking themselves out. Figure out how to succeed with your strength. We don't realize what we're capable of. The fact that we can flush a toilet and come back into the base medrash is the chiddush of modern technology. How did Rabbi Akiva Eiger do it? I don't know. What did he do? He didn't have a bathroom right next door. But we're selling ourselves short. We don't realize what we're capable of. And I'll tell you something that really bothers me. This bothers me greatly. And if there's one thing that I want you to remember from this shmooze, I want you to remember this one thing. Okay, so this is very easy. And that is the following. There's something that really bothers me. And that is when people assume that they know what they can do at a young age. They know what they're capable of, right? And they have everything figured out in life at a very young age. Now, why does that bother me so much? Because that's the biggest insult to life. That's the biggest insult to yourself, the biggest insult to life. At 18 years old, you know all the things you need to know about yourself, about life, about goals, about aspirations. Yeah, yeah, I have it all figured out. And you know, sometimes there's like this beautiful idea. A kid is in the crib, right? And he wants to be a doctor already. There's stories like he's taking a stethoscope and he's playing with it, right? And then for Purim every year, he's a doctor and then he's a surgeon and then lo and behold, he goes to medical school and he becomes a brain surgeon. Such a beautiful story, right? Sounds like a beautiful story. And actually, sometimes it is a beautiful story. But you know what it means to me, such a story? I'm nervous that such a kid never thought once. One time in his crib, he thought, whoa, stethoscope, cool. And he never reevaluated anything. He just kept going and going and going. He wasn't living his dream. He never dreamed to do anything. He just went with one thing. He stopped growing. He stopped evaluating. I was supposed to be in hedge funds when I was 18. I was doing all those things, and Baruch Hashem, I reevaluated it. Right? Not just because the stock market's risky. Right? Not just because of that. But it's a different chayim. It's a different life. There's so much to do, so much to grow, so much to be. There was one bachur who came to me many years ago, and I never forgot it because it was so strange to me and so hurtful. He told me, I will never learn on Shabbos. This is what he told me. I don't think he thinks, he definitely doesn't remember it. He's long gone. And because it wasn't memorable for him. But for me, that like was like a bullet. I'm like, wow, someone decided they're never going to learn on Shabbos. And then I started thinking about how amazing it is to learn on Shabbos and the masikas of having a piece of cake and a coffee and a blat gemara and a coffee. Right? And a coffee, right? And another piece of cake. This boy is never going to have that experience because he sealed himself. He sealed himself. My Rebbe said the word katan, which means that a minor, comes from the word cut, which is to cut yourself off. Someone who never becomes big is just cutting off all the possibilities, all the opportunities. Test drives. Let's see what we can do. Let's see what we can be. Let's reevaluate it. You know, there is an idea called chazering, right? And there are reasons why we don't chazer gemaras, right? There are many reasons. First of all, the most obvious one is I just learned it, right? But I don't believe that that's the biggest reason why people don't chazer. I would like to say something controversial. I mean, I have to, otherwise it's going to be boring. So I'm going to say something controversial. I would like to suggest that the reason people don't chazer is because they don't believe they could really know the Gemara. People don't believe it. People do not believe that they could master Maseches Ksuvos. They don't believe it. If they did believe it, they would for sure chazer. Okay, they read it before, but imagine you could know something. You could know Maseches Ksuvos. Maseches Ksuvos is Shas Katan. In 1 year, a bachur in our yeshiva, if he would chazer Ksuvos many times, he would already reach a tremendous level of Yediyas HaTorah, of being a budding Talmud Chacham. That's how rich Maseches Ksuvos is. But we don't believe in ourselves. We really look at ourselves like lima beans. We don't believe it. And the only difference between people who became Talmidei Chacham and the people who didn't was believing in themselves. And that's why people don't do these things. People don't invest because they don't really believe that if they stick themselves in the ground for long enough that something's going to actually sprout over here. They don't believe it. And it's a medrash. It's an amazing medrash. The medrash says in Nitzavim Perek Ches, on the famous pasuk, Ki karoy ve'lecha hadavar mod, it's close to you, says the medrash. Amar Rabbi Tanchuma, hatipesh hazeh, a fool, nichnas lebeis hakneses, he comes into a shul, v'hu ro'os anshin noisim v'noisim b'talmud, he sees action. He's amazed by action. He sees people speaking and learning, screaming and yelling at each other and speaking all sorts of interesting things that he's never seen. He's like, wow, this is exciting. But he can't make out what they're saying. They're speaking Chinese, the Ksais, the Nesivis, the Chalois, the Tznai, the Chefsa. What are these people saying? What kind of funny words are these, right? And what happens? Who miss Bayesh? He's embarrassed that he doesn't know what they're talking about. And he goes home. Shenemer Bishar, he's at the gate. It's the Pasuk in Mishlei, Lo Yiftach Pihu. He can't open his mouth. What's wrong with this guy? I'm telling you that I've experienced this many times. I remember when I started learning Kutchin. Okay? It's hard to describe the pain of starting to learn Kutchin, because what happens is, if you've done it after spending a lot of time in Nashim Nezikin, so you feel like you know what you're doing, and then all of a sudden, you make the most dumb mistakes. everything you say doesn't make sense for over 6 months. Everyone laughs at you. And if they don't, they're like trying not to. Like you go over to someone who's like, they're trying to hold it in because it's so fun how stupid you are. And I remember this. And I remember something even more terrible. I had the schluss to learn with the great Rav Aryeh Berenstein. Rav Aryeh Berenstein is one of the masters of Kachim in the world today. He's one of the greats of the generation. And I was able to learn with him brachas. So this is geshmak. I learned with him Maseches Brachas, Maseches Yuma, and things that were not Kachim. It was more doable for me. All of a sudden, I started learning Kachim, and I didn't break my chavrusa with the great Rav Aryeh Berenstein, because why would I do that? And all of a sudden, the man starts speaking, and I'm going through all of the Rambams in Mishneh Torah, and all of the Sifras and Sifris and Torahs Kohanims, and I'm just like, and it was awful. It was awful. I felt like, why am I alive? Like, what's the purpose over here? And my Rebbe sensed it. My Rebbe sensed it. And he said, Chaim Duiv, Mer Daf Zayin Ruach. We have to be calm. Mer Habin Agansa Leben. You have your whole life ahead of you. Just keep learning Kachim. Right? And if I look at the difference between then and now, now my favorite thing to do is learn Kachim. My favorite thing is Vayikra, right? When everybody wants to run away, I'm like, yes, Vayikra! That's when I start paying attention to Shnayim Mikra. What happened? You just sit there. You just sit there. Everybody who sits, it happens. They sprout. And everyone who's, whoa, I don't know what they're talking about. It's Chinese. They're giving up on themselves. That's what they're doing. They're not bad people. Everyone is good. They don't believe that they will be one of those people who's making all that noise and all that excitement. And they're a fool for it. Why are they foolish? Why is it called the Tipish? Because he doesn't know who he is. He doesn't know that he can get Ksubis. He can get Ksubis. If a person would know Gemara, Rashi, Ksubis, and we're capable of that, we're capable of more than that, they would be rich, rich, impressive. Have a very strong understanding of dozens and dozens of sugyas and shas, familiarity with it. It's amazing. And the Medrash continues. The Medrash says, Amar Rabbi Yanai, L'ma'adar V'doma, L'kikar Shayatoli Ba'avir. There was some suspended loaf of bread, it seems like, in the air. Tipesh Omer Miyuchal Aviu. He's looking how high that thing is. Says he can't. He can't get it. So he gives up. Upikeach omer loecha toloso. The smart guy says, well, how did it get there? And how is it hanging there? Somebody had to get it there, right? Maybe they used a crane. Maybe they used something else, but it's doable. It's doable because it got there. Interesting guy. Mevi sulam, he gets a ladder. Okana, he brings a stick. Umoridoso, he brings it down. What is this muscle to? Kach kol mishu tipesh omer emasai ekra kol atera. When am I going to learn all this Torah? Mishu pikeach, but someone who's smart, who understands his koiches. Ma'u osa shone perik echad b'chol yom. He systematically goes through the Gemaras. If it's Mishnayos, perik echad perik, Gemaras, if it's psukim in the Torah, in 1 year, a person who felt like they wanted to slide under the table every time someone asked them for a Dvar Torah, somebody could know all of the Chumash easily during out of Seder. I've seen it with our Bachram. People who knew nothing about Bracious, about Shmos, about Bamidbar, Vayikra, Dvarim, all of it. They didn't know anything. In 1 year could be someone who could walk with their head up high and have thousands upon thousands of things to say about all of us. But they don't believe that it's possible. Emasai ekrakol haTorah, mishu pikeach ma'otze shona perek echad b'chol yom, v'yom ad shemesayim kol haTorah kula. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo niflesi, Torah is not distant. V'im niflesi, and if you think it's inaccessible, mimcha. It's from you. She'ena ta'asukba. You're not really working. You're not really applying yourself. This is what Wintersman is. Wintersman is a zman to be able to understand that you can do this. We're from a generation who's worried about lattes and espressos and this thing and that. I also have an espresso machine, which I'm very into. You can have your coffee while you're going through Shas in this generation. You can have plumbing and bathrooms and all of that. But there's so much we can do, and we're selling ourselves short. And there are going to be a lot of surprises this winter. A lot of surprises. And the surprises are going to come from people who understand what it looks like to sit for months and months and apply themselves in a normal way. Not bitircha, not in things that are out of reach, but with yeshiva siddarim and with proper connection with rabbeim and shimush talmidei chachamim. Big things are going to take place Bezrus Hashem this winter. To think about the Shabbos Kailal, what it would look like if I, for months on end, would learn on Shabbos. I guarantee you someone in the room is going to come to me and say, Rebbe, something sweet happened during this learning. I sang for the first time while I was learning. If you learn on Shabbos, you have a chance. If you've never sang, just started singing during a Gemara, you have a chance on Shabbos. I guarantee you someone from the crowd, if someone plants themselves every Shabbos, will do that. I guarantee you that if someone actually believes that they could know Maseches Ketubos and chazers that way, not chazering just to do your time, but saying, I am going to know this. Gemaras are not so complicated, by the way. After you break down Gemaras, essentially you could probably break them down. I don't count. The Rosh Yeshiva will for sure know exactly, but probably 5 steps on every Amud, maybe even less sometimes. It looks very big and scary, the page, but after you know it and you break it down, you could just sum it up in less than a minute, flat. We're capable of this, Rabosai. We're capable of this. We should all be zoche to have a gesunte winter and steigeis! Amen.